This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado is activating its prison population management plan for the first time due to severe overcrowding. Vacancy rates at state prisons stayed below 3% for 30 days. Sheriffs warned months ago the shortage of beds was backing up local jails. Lawmakers cut 300 beds in state correctional facilities this year to help close a $1 billion budget gap. They later restored funding for 100 beds. The newly enacted management plan allows some eligible inmates early release. Advocates say too many people are being sent back for minor parole violations like missed appointments. Corrections officials insist those cases are down from historic highs. Republican Congressman Gabe Evans says Governor Jared Polis isn't doing enough to curb crime. But Evans says that he would not ask the president to send the National Guard to the state. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
President Donald Trump is threatening to send National Guard to more Democratic-run cities, he says, to combat crime. Evans, who served in the military, accuses Colorado Democrats of being soft on crime, but says it's clear federal troops can't engage in policing absent very specific guidelines and exceptions.
And so you have to have state governors involved anytime that there's a National Guard deployment for a policing action, which of course brings us right back to the fact that we have a governor who is unwilling to engage in making communities safe and unwilling to allocate the resources necessary.
In response, Governor Jared Polis says the state has passed laws to reduce crime, but blames the federal government for withholding critical funds. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Denver's Catholic Archbishop Samuel Akila plans to step down after he turns 75 this week, as church law requires. Akila has led the Archdiocese since 2012 and says it's been an incredible gift to serve in the place where he was ordained nearly 50 years ago. This is CPR News.